So you know how it says you're supposed to update your computer? It says, upgrade for the latest and greatest and all that stuff. And I always regret doing it because it changes everything. Because I hate change. I'm not a big change guy. In fact, when I was a little kid, remember Larry Gifford gave us that book, Move Your Cheese or My Cheese Moved or something like
Yeah.
that.
Who moved
I'm
my
bad with
cheese is the name of the
with
book.
cheese moving. So I was like very young. I was like 4 or 5 years old, and my mom put up this wallpaper in our bedroom, and it used to be a blue wall, and now it's a wallpaper with like bikes on it, and I hated it, and I cried and cried and cried, and wouldn't sleep in there. I slept on the couch for a while, and she came home one day. I had a ballpoint pen, and I was trying to cover the entire wall with ballpoint pen to make it
How'd
blue
that go
again.
for you?
It got me into some trouble, but
Yeah, I
I
was
think
going
I
to
was like
say.
5 years old. 5 years old. But I hate change. I've always hated change. When we change time slots, I hate it. When we change program directors, I hate it. When we
Well,
change
if you hate it when
producers,
we
I hate
change
it.
program directors, we do that about every 3 years, so.
No, they come. But this one's here for good.
That's what you always say.
The
Boston
bad
Man is here for
cheese
good.
movie.
Yeah, and by the way, this tweet that calls us out for being too white is unfair.
Okay,
Bergman, you have the tweet, right?
What is the tweet?
Why is this unfair? But anyway, it's from Abraham Hosea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the two whitest things ever said on The Big Show. Mace reads Tupac as Tupac.
Tupac, all eyes on me. Tupac, all eyes on me.
I
corrected
Tupac.
It.
It's Tupac. He smoked two packs of
Tupac,
cigarettes today.
Tupac shaker. And John, and John asking Jorge if California Love is on the chronic.
Okay,
Jorge, you'd know this. Is California Love on the chronic?
No, that's a Tupac song. That's on
yeah.
The, yeah.
So
yeah,
what's
Tupac song?
Dr. Dre is on California Love, and I looked it up. Originally, when California Love came out, it was produced by Dre, and Tupac and a guy named Roger Troutman are singing on
Tupac.
It.
Tupac.
And
hey, don't put
Tupac,
it where I corrected
as Mace
it.
Would say. Originally, I wasn't that far off. The original version was due to and intended for Dr. Dre's album, The Chronic 2, A New World Odor.
It was a fair question, John. No.
Yeah,
yeah
there
fair
you go.
Question.
So it was going to be on The Chronic 2. I just didn't have it right.
Okay, so now play the whole thing for me because I corrected it on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Tupac, all eyes on me. Tupac, all eyes on me.
There you go. I corrected it.
But how did you even come up with Tupac?
Uh-oh, breaking news.
Oh, no, what?
Do you have the theme?
The breaking
news
theme? Injury?
All right, this has just come to my attention. Didn't realize it before, but Mason and Ireland, both white. All right?
Oh, God.
We're both white.
Come on.
I thought somebody in the Dodgers got hurt.
No, somebody
Someone scared
I
us,
mean,
Mace.
Complaining about us being. I mean, that's what you get, man. I grew up on rock. Ireland
Tupac,
grew up on
all
rock.
Eyes on me.
Tupac, I corrected it. I corrected it.
Tupac, all eyes on me.
Tupac, all eyes on me. Tupac, all eyes on me. I corrected it.
Yeah, you don't get credit for the correction.
Did I not fix it?
Tupac, all eyes on me. Tupac, all eyes on me.
I knew I said it wrong, so I reset
Ooh.
It. Me or him.
Yeah, we're not giving you credit for
Did
that.
Did anybody else ever see Tupac in concert?
You didn't.
I saw the hologram. That's
yeah,
the
hologram doesn't count.
Stop. Get out.
It's the year I went to Coachella.
Yeah, well, you should get points for that. Now, I hope you had to. You probably had to get vaccinated after going to that thing.
Well, that was pre all that stuff. But no, that was Coachella is so overrated, man. It is just it's a you know what show. It really is. I had like VIP, and I'm like standing around dirty. Dirt blown around.
You know, that's one of the
crappy
biggest things, though, that I think the pandemic kneecapped is concerts. I'm itching to go to a concert. I'm going to an Eagles concert next month. But, you know, I used to go to the Hollywood Bowl once or twice a year. I haven't even thought about it since the pandemic.
But now you just, I mean, it's like going to a Ramsey. You just wear a mask. I mean,
the pandemic.
Masks are just a way of life now. The pandemic.
So when I
like
go
they're
to-
doing, they're doing Hamilton right now.
Hey, when I go to this Eagles concert at the Forum, I got to wear a mask?
Yep.
Really?
I'm assuming so, yeah.
Or I could just drink beer the entire time, so I had an excuse not to wear one, right?
People.
Ooh, loophole.
Yeah.
That is the loophole.
Put eating a hole or in drinking. My mask and get a straw going.
Eating or drinking. Exactly. You're not supposed to. So,
all right. So, Mace, honest answer to this question.
Okay.
When you were at the Ram game, Rams-Bears game, percentage
yes.
of people wearing masks, let's say regularly, was what?
Well, in the mask compliance department, we were a little shy,
okay.
I would say.
Because most of the games I watch on TV, the fans aren't wearing masks.
But also, most of the games on TV aren't in California.
Yeah.
We're operating by different rules.
You know, it was weird. The Emmys the other night, nobody was wearing masks.
Well, apparently they get the – I know somebody that was there. They get the tested like crazy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had multiple tests even to get in the door, and they had to have their vaccines and all that stuff. So, opened a can of worms. John, I've come around to your side. You sent me a supercut of all of the taunting calls
yeah,
in the
I
NFL
knew you
this
would.
Weekend.
I knew that as soon as you saw these that you would change your mind on this, but explain what we're talking about.
Okay, so the NFL has decided to call players for taunting this year. In other words, getting in another player's face or gesturing at him or that kind of stuff because it could escalate into something else. Now, I did see it escalate into something else. Kenny Young got taunted in the Rams game in Indianapolis, ended up getting jacked because he reacted to it. But you sent me a supercut of all of the taunting calls this week in the NFL, and I am going to come over to your side. It is an absolute friggin' joke.
Yeah, and they've got to stop it. They've got to change the rule mid-season. They can't wait until the end of next year, or they just got to call the refs and tell them, hey, let these guys be emotional. Let them react to what is happening. Because it just, these 15-yard penalties for guys, they're not even, Mace, like you said, just don't do it in somebody's face. This one guy got up and spun the ball.
Yeah.
Not even at the defender. He just got up and spun the ball like to say first down, and they hit him with 15 yards.
And Jorge, you say you have a clip of something?
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 88 spinning the ball in the opponent's bench. That's number 88. First punt toward disqualification.
Quarter, while the Cowboys are putting up 14 points and 13 first downs. Here's a second and 10. And again, going underneath, Allen able to hop over one defender and pick up the first right over Brown.
Both these quarterbacks, I mean,
What about it? First down.
So you get the idea. You get the idea of what's going on. So apparently this is the idea specifically of the competition committee and John Mara.
Who's the owner of the Giants.
Owner of the Giants, who's on the competition committee. And he pushed this idea. He came to the conclusion that NFL players talk too much trash. So they've instructed officials to call 15-yard penalties for any action that can be loosely interpreted as showing up an opponent. At first I thought, all right, this does make some sense. You don't want people getting in each other's faces, all that stuff. But they're not even calling that. They're spinning the football is a 15-yard penalty. It's outrageous. And Pete Carroll talked about it. Said they're opening a can of worms because you can call it on a lot of plays. Talk about arbitrary. You can call this in weird spots, in important moments. If you get that big first down, that your team needed in order to seal the deal, and you celebrate a little bit. You make that first – I mean, isn't making that first down sign, couldn't that be interpreted as taunting?
Right. That's what I was trying to tell you yesterday. It doesn't make any sense. It just it's ridiculous.
Doesn't this sound like the MLB saying, you got to play the game the right way?
It does. It does. We don't want you talking trash. You know, if you've ever been around an NFL – you know, offensive, defense, there's trash being spoken all the time. They're going at each other. And that's just part of the game. So, yeah, Ireland, you got me. Based on new information, I've come over to your side.
Yeah, I just think that they – and I don't think they should wait. I absolutely think they should change it mid-season. It doesn't make any – it just doesn't make any sense.
Fernando Lascano emails this. Which quarterback would you rather have for the next 5 years, Matthew Stafford or Justin Herbert?
Nick, wow, if you said next 3 years, I would say Stafford for sure. Next five, I like Justin Herbert a lot.
I think he's great.
Next 5 years, I might lean Herbert. Next three, I would lean Stafford. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, the year I care about is the one we're in.
Stafford, I'd rather have this year.
You know, Les will always have a contingency plan at some point. When Stafford runs his course, and that day will come, you know, maybe it's 3 years from now, Les is going to get the next guy in here. Herbert's going to be really good for a long time. He's a franchise quarterback. I have no doubt about that. But if I want the guy who's going to win this year, if I care about this Super Bowl, number 56 at SoFi Stadium, I'm going Stafford. He's the guy that can get us there.
Does it say does that guy say where he's from?
No, his name is Fernando Lascano. He's just on email.
Oh, just on email? Because it sounds like he's a guy from San Diego, and he just kind of wants some Charger love. Be like, of course it's Justin Herbert for the next 5 years. But who cares about the next 5 years? Right now.
Yeah, who cares? I care about this year. It's like the Lakers. I care about this year. This year is the one that matters. This year, the Dodgers. This year is the one that matters. I'm not thinking about down the line. I'm not thinking about, well, do we keep Corey Seager? Do we sign Cody? I'm thinking about right now. How do we win right now? What does that look like? Rams, all the chips to the middle of the table, win right now. Lakers, they got an old team. Boo-hoo, we're in it for now.
We're not talking about like Houston versus Jacksonville or something like that.
We're not in a rebuild here. We're trying to win in this moment.
LA's not for rebuilds.
That's what LA's about.
Mace, I just pulled up the fantasy football standings for our league.
Oh, God.
After 2 weeks, you are dead last. Mm-hmm. You have the fewest points scored and the most points allowed.
You know, I cannot control the points allowed.
Yeah, one team is allowed more than you. But at 112 points a game, you're dead. You're 12th out of 12 teams. You're going to have to shave your eyebrow.
Oh, God.
That's unbelievable.
My team is going to rally.
With what?
A.J. Brown.
You want to make a trade?
The only thing I'd trade for is a running back.
Well, I was going to trade. Okay, I have the guy.
I don't need receivers.
All right, I have the guy. You're really deep at receiver. That's what I'm getting at. I have the guy who has thrown for the most yards of anybody in the NFL, Derek Carr, and I can trade him because I have Mahomes.
I like Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts?
Yep, I like Jalen Hurts.
You might get benched for Gardner Minshew if they lose this week.
Sixth most points in fantasy so far is Jalen Hurts.
You hang on to your team. You got a good one there.
Come on, one brow man. Make the trade.
No, Bass, I
believe in you, one brow man.
You should do nothing.
If anybody in the league is listening and you want George Kittle, trade me a running back.
I can't take
I should
Kittle
be able to get a decent running back for George Kittle.
I already
Kittle.
Have Darren Waller. So I can't take Kittle. I don't want two tight ends.
All right, Doc. If
you come in last, will you change your name from Last Place Mace to One Brown Man?
Okay, yes. I'll change my name to One Brown Man.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah! One Brown Man. Oh, God. Please.
Da-da-na.
Please. Don't do it to me. Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is going to have a really big year. Trust me, John. I'm not finishing last.
Okay.
It's so ironic that I get
there are
off
only
to...
four teams that are 0-2. You're the worst of the 0-2s. 4 out of 12.
I feel good about where I am right now.
Four teams are 2-0, including
long
me.
Season.
Four teams are 1-1, and four teams are 0-2. You're
long season. No style points, John. No style points.
Yeah, you don't have any. That's for sure.
All right, coming up next, I love what Peyton and Eli said last night about the Patriots. You hear that?
I'm not sure it's true.
I think it is.
I have a theory on why it's not. We'll explain what we're talking about.
That is coming up next for you.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so Dodgers lineup is out. Bergman, you got it in front of you?
I did a second ago. I can get it back in front of me. Just give me a second.
Dodgers are at Colorado tonight, and it is Julio Urias on the mound for the Dodgers. We're going to throw our three best at Colorado in these next three games. It'll be Urias, followed by Buehler, followed by Scherzer. Big games, only 12 left. Every game is literally every game is must win if you want to catch the Giants in the National League West.
All right, so the lineup today is Mookie Betts is batting first in right field. Seager second at shortstop.
I like him in that spot, by the way. I like since they moved Seager to the two-hole.
Yeah, totally agreed. Trey Turner second base in three spot. Muncy four, Turner five. That's Justin Turner at five.
Two turners, yeah.
Yep, two turners. Will Smith, six. Gavin Lux, seven. And then Cody Bellinger is eighth before Urias, but apparently he may Cody Bellinger may be scratched because he's still sore, which I would assume that CT3 would go in there next?
Yes. And I just read Luke Rayleigh is in Colorado with the Dodgers in case Bellinger needs to go on the injured list. Oh, God, Luke Rayleigh. We don't need Luke Rayleigh, I'll tell you that.
No, thank you.
And I still think, guys, they need to win 10 of 12 to overtake the Giants because I think the Giants are going to win 9 of 12, maybe 8. So that means the Dodgers, if the Dodgers want to pass them, they got to win 10 of 12. If they want to tie them, they got to win 9 of 12. That's if the Giants win 8.
Can you imagine a game 163 between these two teams? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then they are more than likely to meet in the playoffs, too,
yeah.
First round.
All right, so last night, Monday Night Football, Aaron Rodgers had a great game against the Lions and Jared Goff, and the Packers win that thing. But if you were watching the Manning cast, Eli and Peyton, there was a really interesting moment where they were talking about the Patriots. Now, listen to this.
I mean, I felt like the Packers were listening to Eli, you and I, our conversation on Friday about we got to come out and run the ball. I think our conversation was bugged, you know, kind of like the Patriots used to do back in the day.
Did y'all get in? You know, I remember we played the Patriots in that second Super Bowl in Indianapolis, and they practiced at your facility all week. Were you a little nervous going back in your facility the next year that they didn't have, like, cameras in your quarterback room?
Every time I played against New England, I used to go and talk to my receivers, like, in the shower in the far corner. I'm like, don't talk about a play next to my locker because I know it's bugged. I know it's got a hot mic in there. We're in the shower. Very strange to see seven guys hanging out back there in the shower, but take all precautions out there. Oh, little snap count there, E.
All right, so there you have it. He believed that the Patriots were bugging their locker room.
Now, here's why I think this can't possibly be true.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right?
Yep.
Think about it.
Okay.
Players move all the time.
Right.
All right. So if the Patriots were bugging the Colts locker room, wouldn't a player who is on – this is basically what brought down the Houston Astros when Mike Fiers got traded to another team. Then he blew the whistle on his old cheating teammates. Wouldn't a Patriot – like, wasn't Adam Vinatieri – didn't he go from the Patriots to the Colts?
Yes.
Why wouldn't he just tell the Colts that?
Okay, so here's the thing, John. Here's where I think is the flaw in your theory. Why does anybody need to know except Belichick? Belichick is the one that wants to know what Peyton Manning is talking about. It's not Adam Vinatieri. He's not getting that information, doesn't even know it exists. Belichick would be the one who's getting the information from bugging the Colts locker room. I think this is completely possible. You mentioned the Astros and what they did, the scandal down there where they stole the 2017 World Series from us. Do you really think the Patriots have any ethics at all?
I don't.
Do you really think, put this past them?
But I think this is something that would be easy to catch them doing. You know, we caught them in deflating footballs. We wouldn't catch
how
them.
How many practices did they spygate on before we actually caught them?
Yeah, but what, Mace, this is bugging a locker room.
You know how tiny these surveillance devices are now? They're
tiny.
Okay,
wait, just to be clear here, what you're suggesting happened is that they put a bug in Peyton Manning's – when Peyton Manning came to New England.
Yes.
They put a bug in his locker, and only Bill Belichick listened to the bug.
Correct.
No other coaches were aware of it.
Absolutely.
So somehow Belichick had his own private dressing room – where he could listen to what Manning was saying and then he used that proprietary information in his game plan.
Yes.
Yeah, you're out of your mind.
Me and Peyton both believe it. Me, Peyton, and Eli. We all believe it. Yeah. I've got Peyton and Eli on my side.
Yeah, Peyton and Eli are high. There's no way the Patriots can get away with that. It's too hard to pull off.
Bergman, I think they do it.
You think that they cheat?
I think they did this.
I agree that they cheat. I don't think they put a bug in Peyton Manning's locker when he came to New England.
Yeah, I'm with John here. I don't think they do that either, but I wouldn't put it past them.
I wouldn't put it past them at all.
Oh, I'm not suggesting that Mason's wrong when he says that they would consider doing it. I just don't think they went that far.
No. I don't think they did any of that. It's kind of crazy to actually go that far to put a bug in a locker. I mean, if it did happen, it'd be pretty damn funny, though.
It would. Well, I mean, funny. It's
funny
it,
to us on the outside, not funny to funny the people to us, on the inside. Yeah.
Hey, Bill Plunkett reporting. Dave Roberts says AJ Pollock will join the team in Denver and be activated on Thursday ahead of the Bellinger situation. Bellinger is going to go on the DL. Luke Rayleigh has been activated for tonight. Now, I don't know what that's going to do the starting lineup, but Luke Rayleigh is now available.
Greg, was Bellinger in the starting lineup that you read?
Yes, he was. He was batting eighth, so he's obviously not going to be on that lineup now.
What happened to McKinstry?
He's not really playing all that well. He's down in AAA, and he's just not doing enough to be on the big club.
Okay. Luke Rayleigh with the Dodgers this year is a rousing 10 for 59 for 169 average.
Yikes, that's Bellinger-esque.
Yeah. I'd even take Billy McKinney over Luke Rayleigh.
Think long and hard about that, will you?
There's really no good choice there. There's no good choice. It's a dead spot in the lineup. But you could argue Bellinger has been a dead spot in the lineup, too.
True. Yeah.
It's not getting any better either. Go on the IL. You need it.
Yeah. No, take your time. All right. Coming up next for you, lie of the day. There was a lie today I told at some point. Do you guys think you know?
I think it's kind of obvious.
Really?
Yeah, but I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
If you can identify the lie of the day, 877-710-ESPN. We'll take three guys to try. 877-710-ESPN. If you can identify the point at which during today's show I told a lie. Mason Ireland, 710-ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, Morales.
There's a little California love, Dr. Dre and Tupac.
Yeah.
Tupac was supposed to be on the Chronic 2.
And I corrected it. I said Tupac, then I knew I made a mistake right away,
Tupac.
So I said Tupac.
Tupac, all eyes on me.
See?
Now, I think I've got the lie of the day. Bergman, do you think you have it?
I think I got a pretty good idea.
Jorge, you think you have it?
Yeah, I think so, too.
I have to check in.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Hi.
Clinton, Yates, you think you know it?
Can I say something? Tupac is something that comes in a two-pack, as in there are two of them. Tupac is a rapper. A two-pack is what I buy my toilet paper in, just so you know. And here's what we're going to do. I popped into the studio.
Yes.
It's great to see you guys.
Great to hear you guys.
I would like to hear the guesses of the lies of the day and see if I can determine which guess is the most correct.
I think this is one of the most obvious lies Mason has ever told. But yeah, hang around, Clinton.
Okay, I'm
see
here.
What happens. Okay,
back all-
Jeff in Santa Clarita gets the first crack at this for a Mason and Ireland t-shirt. Jeff, do you think you know Mason's lie of the day?
Yeah, I think I do.
What is it?
how he delivered a 12-pack of donuts and
now,
put
this
his
is,
audition
yeah.
tape inside.
This is what right? I think the lie of the day is too, Mace. The story you right. told about delivering donuts to Rick Dees with your audition tape. Is that the
he
lie of the day?
He would never give donuts away.
Hold on. Do we have other guesses? Or no?
That's guess number one. Clinton, do you think that's right or wrong?
I think that's right. Rick Dees is a radio guy. You're an old school radio guy. From what I understand, you used to do those crazy bits.
Yep.
You were the kind of guy that would get buried in a graveyard for a weekend.
Yes.
Just
yeah.
for like 10,000
so
fries
you
from Burger
this
King.
This is not a lie. You think that actually happened?
I think that idea happened. But
that
I
absolutely happened to
really?
The letter. I
really?
Dropped off a dozen donuts with an audition tape.
Okay, so
to the
I'm
front
out.
Door of Kiss FM.
I'm out. Jeff in Santa Clara is out. Bergman, did you think that was a lie?
No, I thought it was something else.
Okay, Jorge? Okay.
I thought it was a wallpaper.
Well, wait a minute. Well, let's see. You shouldn't have spoke up that soon.
Exactly. You gotta know how to play the game, Jorge.
Mando in Long Beach gets a chance. Mando, what's your guess?
I was going with the wallpaper thing, too.
Okay, Mace, that you took a ballpoint pen and tried to get rid of the wallpaper your mom put up when you were a kid.
This is what I thought, too, and I think this is what Jorge thought. So,
Clinton.
I don't know. Clinton?
I mean, this just doesn't sound as cool as Mace's. You know what I'm saying? Like, this sounds pretty lame as a bit.
Well, you also added that you cried, which I don't think you would admit. So this could be it. Mace, is this the lie of the day?
The crying is not the lie. The wallpaper is the lie.
The wallpaper is the lie.
Very good, Mando.
Good job, Mando.
All right. Mando, hang on. Greg will get some info
thanks.
From you.
I still do hate change. Right. I mean, I never colored up the wallpaper, but I cannot stand change. Like, I want everything to stay exactly as it is right now with no movement. Change throws me off. I don't like time slot switches. I don't like any of this stuff. I don't like when we change general managers, when we change program directors,
we've
changed
GMs,
all that stuff.
Well, Mace, first of all, we've been on in every time slot. We've changed general managers four times. Matter of fact, we're getting a general manager back now that used to be here like two times ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And you said you don't like program directors. I think we're on our fifth program director.
Yeah, but
in
this
two
is
cities.
Yeah.
Yeah, in multiple cities. You're right. In
so,
New York and Toledo and
if you
and here.
Don't like change, especially changing time slots, why are you in this job? We've been on in the evenings, the mornings, the middays, the afternoons, early afternoons, late afternoons, you name it.
Clint,
is there an hour of the day we haven't been on?
I know who you guys are. I'm familiar with your work in Southern California. I've learned in this portion of life what you were doing in Toledo. So, yeah, I am absolutely familiar.
All right, hey, Clinton, I want to ask you
on consistency.
Clinton,
thrive
I want to ask you a serious question.
What's up?
Okay, for people who don't know, Clinton has roots in Washington, D.C. He's a Nationals fan. It was a huge sports moment for him when the Nationals won the World Series a couple of years
Who'd
ago.
Who'd they beat, by the way, on the way there, Gregory?
They beat the Dodgers.
Yeah, we know.
Okay, but here, Clinton, here's my question.
What's up? Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm a Raider fan, and I will never understand nor forgive the Raiders fans for trading Khalil Mack. I understand the Scherzer trade because he's old.
Yeah.
Explain to me how in any universe Trey Turner gets put in that deal.
Okay.
Why would you give up Trey Turner if you're the Nationals?
So here's the way it works. The Nationals ownership is in a, how do I say this? A big part of how they run their offense is deferred money. Meaning, we'll give you $200 million, but $150 million of it are going to come well after you're done paying.
So they're
backloading the deal.
So they couldn't
afford Turner?
They are backloading a lot of things, and Turner was not the backload. Scherzer was the backload. And my opinion professionally is that they were like, if you take Scherzer's money off of our books and whatever Turner's got, we'll give you Turner. That was the way it was going to work because they wanted to keep it clean. I told Greg many times, because Greg was of the belief that Turner wasn't worth it. He was just kind of another infielder.
Really?
And
oh,
I was
wow.
like, oh, Gregory is looking at me and waving his hands.
Because you're crazy.
I'm not crazy.
Those words
I was
never
correct.
Left
I
my
said
mouth.
He's that good. Sign him all the money. Look right. up the podcast. What did Greg say on
hey,
Sedano and
Clinton,
Cap 2 days ago?
He has no weakness, does he?
No.
He gets hurt.
He's the best base runner.
If that's the best we can come up with. Right.
In the NL, and he's got clutch pop.
He's lightning fast. He can play five positions. He hits with power. He hits for average. I just think the Dodgers stole Trey
Although,
Turner.
Let me say this. First of all, greatest trade in Dodgers history. But I do think Keibert Ruiz is going to become a cornerstone. I mean, I'm getting a little bit ahead of things, but he's up there now, and he's hitting well. I think Keibert Ruiz, the catcher we gave up in that deal, is actually going to be really, really good for Washington.
Sure, but I would argue you're getting very ahead of yourself because right now Trey Turner is on a playoff impact team, scoring runs. Let me ask you this. I know you guys don't – I don't have this stat off the top of my head, but who scored the most runs on the team since Trey Turner got to the team?
If it's not him, I'd be shocked.
That's what I'm saying. And for you guys know I'm a baseball guy, and my main stat all the time is the player who scores the most runs is the best player on the team. It's something that people who are around baseball understand, and Trey scores runs, bro. That guy gets around the bags.
I love
and he
his
makes
game,
a difference.
Man. I even love watching him run. I love the way he slides. I just can't believe the Dodgers just got him in as almost a throw-in on this deal. He's so good.
Deferred money, man. I mean, it's real, you know. And the Nats are in a different stage.
We catch the Giants? How many wins do we need?
Oh, I don't think you can catch the Giants, but I think they're beatable in the playoffs. That's the question. I don't think the Crawford's going to be able to make all these ridiculous backhand plays once you get to the postseason. I think the Dodgers are I don't want to say a better baseball team, but a better built baseball team for the long run of the playoffs. But that's why you want to get there, because you have to be able to do it. It's going to be tough.
All right. Hey, Clinton, thanks. So you're obviously coming up next, right?
I'm leaving. I just popped in.
Oh,
I happen to
leaving.
Be downtown.
Oh, cool.
Literally.
Well, thanks.
I just wanted to say hello. You guys are great.
Oh, I'm glad you did. All right.
Awesome.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Right,
absolutely. Have a good one.
Clinton Yates there, coming up at the top of the hour at 4 o'clock.
No, he just said he's not.
No, coming up at 4 o'clock is Sedano and Cap, is what
right.
he was saying. Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. John, is it your game today?
It is my game today, and it has to do with the big announcement that the Lakers made last night.
Oh, interesting. Okay, cool. That is coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, it is Game of Games time. We were just saying, interestingly, tonight, Julio Urías is looking for his 19th win. There hasn't been a 20-game winner in Major League Baseball since 2016 when Max Scherzer did it. He's got one more start after this, so he's got a shot to be the first 20-game winner since 2016. All right, we're going to do some Game of Games right now. It is Ireland's game today. The score so far in the month of September, Bergman 5, Ireland 3, me 2, and Jorge 2. Ireland, what's the game?
Okay, last night, the Lakers announced a new global marketing partnership, including a jersey sponsorship deal with Bibigo, which is a Korean food company.
Yep.
So on the Laker uniforms this year, you'll see Bibigo's logo. This partnership includes like a really big marketing program that has courtside signs and social and digital fan focus campaigns and some joint community products projects, things like court restoration and artwork throughout LA.
Cool.
So with that in mind, I have a quiz about Bibigo. And specifically the jersey sponsorship. It's multiple choice, so you guys all can play. Here we go. Question one. While Bibigo makes several different products, this Bibigo product has been the number one brand in Korea since 2015.
Hmm.
Is it A, wontons, B, fried rice, or C, dumplings? Jorge, wontons, fried rice, or dumplings?
I'll go with wontons.
Okay, Bergie.
Let's go with fried rice.
Okay, Mace.
I'm going to choose the other choice. I'll go dumplings.
Mason, you're glad you did. It is dumplings. They have been the number one dumpling brand in Korea since 2015. Okay, question two. Bibigo is going to get a lot of exposure this season, including NBA TV. The Lakers will be on national television more than any other NBA team.
Mm.
How many of the Lakers' 82 regular season games will be nationally televised? Greg, is it A, 42, B, 32, or C, 22? A, B, or C?
A, 42.
You're going 42. Mace?
B, 32.
All right, Jorge.
I'm going A, 42.
42 is the correct answer, which means everybody has one. 42. Of the 82, more than half of the games nationally televised.
That's crazy.
All right, question three. Bibigo's name comes from this Korean word combined with the word go to make for products that they say are delicious and convenient. Is that Korean word, BB, does it mean A, mix, B, taste, or C, savor? Mace, mix, taste, or savor?
Taste.
All right, Jorge.
Savor.
Bergman.
Yeah, taste.
All three of you missed it. Oh. It's mix.
Oh. Mix.
BB go mean BB means mix in Korean, and with go, because you mix a lot of different flavors. This is a tight game. It remains tied at one. Back to you, Jorge. BB Go's website, bbgousa.com, has over 100 recipes available to show you how to make your own Korean barbecue. If you were to use their recipe for bulgogi sliders, how long does it say to cook the sliders? A, 5 minutes, B, 10 minutes, or C, 15 minutes? A, B, or C, Jorge?
10 minutes.
All right, Bergman.
5 minutes.
Mace.
10 minutes.
Mason and Jorge got it. 10 minutes is the correct answer.
Well, you know we're not Googling that.
All right, three questions left. Jorge 2, Mason 2, Bergman 1. According to data released this summer, the Lakers had the best-selling team jersey in all of the NBA again last season, while LeBron James had the top-selling individual jersey. It was the sixth time since the turn of the century that LeBron has had a season leading in jersey sales. Only one other player has led the league in jersey sales in six different seasons since 2000. Greg, is it A, Steph Curry,
ooh,
B, Kobe Bryant, or C, Shaquille O'Neal?
Ooh,
Greg,
boy.
A, B, or C?
Since 2000.
LeBron has six of them, and so does either Steph, Kobe, or Shaq.
Kobe had two different numbers. I'm going to go Kobe.
Okay, doesn't sound very convinced. Mace.
Kobe.
Kobe.
Kobe. I'm going to say Kobe.
All right, Jorge.
I'm going Steph.
You should have gone Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
Mason has the lead. Kobe is led in six. And, Greg, you made the point why.
Two different numbers. Yeah.
And, by the way, for people who don't know, LeBron's changing his jersey number this year from 23 to 6. So LeBron will probably lead the league in jersey sales again. All right, two more questions. Mason, 3. Jorge, 2. Bergman, 2. Bergman, you went first. So, Mace, this is for you.
Okay.
As part of the global marketing partnership between BB Go and the Lakers, which of the following is true? A, the BB Go patch will appear not only on the Laker uniform, but on the uniforms of both the Lakers G League team and the 2K gaming team.
Okay.
B, BB Go becomes the first international partner ever for the Lakers? Or C, both of those things are true. A, B, or C, Mace, what do you got?
Only A.
Okay. Jorge.
I'm going with both of those are true.
Okay, Greg.
It's A.
The correct answer is C, both of those things are true.
That was Wish, not international.
Because they were only allowed to put the Wish logo out in the United States. BB Go, they can market anywhere in the world. It's their first international partner ever, and that's why the deal was so lucrative. And the patch is going on the G League uniforms and going on the gaming uniforms. All right.
Ooh, tricky, tricky.
So with one question to go, everyone's in it. Mason, 3. Jorge, 3. Bergman, 2. Bergman, you get to go last.
Yeah.
Okay. My personal favorite item on the BB Go website is A, organic chicken and vegetable pot stickers. B, shrimp fried rice with soy garlic flavor. Or C, the Korean style corn dog. Mace, is it the pot stickers, the fried rice, or the corn dog?
Corn dog for the win.
All right, Jorge.
Shrimp for the win.
What do I have left?
Chicken.
You have the pot stickers, Bergman.
Well, I guess I'm going with the pot stickers.
And you're glad you did.
Yeah! Oh, no!
Chicken pot stickers. It's the rare three-way tie.
Wow.
Unfortunately, I have a tiebreaker.
Okay.
BB Go is the number one food company in Korea. While BB Go was founded in 2010, its parent company, CJ, has been delivering flavor to dinner tables for much longer. How many years has CJ been in business, closest without going over? Bergman, you first. How many years has CJ been in business?
They've been in business for 34 years.
Okay. Mace.
They've been in business for 41 years.
Jorge.
They've been in business for 40 years. 40.
Oh, you mean like
that's really not
Jorge,
a good
that
bet.
Was the dumbest
I had 40 in my mind. 40.
The correct answer. They began in 1953, 68 years.
Yes!
Mason is your winner of the BB Go game.
Nice.
All you had to do is say 42.
42.
I was right there.
I had 40 in my mind.
By saying 40, you literally had to hit it on the number.
Because I had 40 in my mind.
You
Let's
couldn't
see.
Go
I stand
lower.
By that. I had 40 in my mind. I was nervous.
Hooray.
Oh, well done, Mace. Oh, but, so, Mace, you now have 3. And by the way, next week, Dumpy Bergie, they count for 2. We're coming for you, Bergie, next week.
I don't know how Bergie got a lead.
Well, he ain't going to have games. It when we get done with him. Next week, they all count for 2.
Tomorrow is Michael Thompson. Michael Thompson's going to hang out tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh,
which means John's going to win because it's always pushed towards John.
No. I've won.
Oh, Jorge, like, yeah.
I won a Michael
Michael's
game big where yeah, I got every answer right.
So right now, so it's 5-3-3. How many does Jorge have this month?
2.
2.
Okay, Jorge, your streak's in jeopardy.
Yeah, it is. No, actually, I lost it to Momo and Mace. They
last
won,
month?
Yeah, they tied last month.
They won September? Okay.
Yep.
That was the all first time I ever won.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was an exciting moment for me.
Hey, Bergman, who's coming up?
Sedano and Cap.
Beautiful.
Sedano and Cap. We're Let's back go. Tomorrow at,
12:55 like we are every
12:55
day.
12:55 sharp. 12:55
you can join at 1:55 if you want.
Yeah, I'll do it. 12:55. Sedano and Cap next, 710 ESPN.